Calibration lines on estimates are up 31% year-over-year. That's not a rumor from a vendor booth at SEMA. That's Mitchell's National Data. Real estimates, real shops, across the country. Here's what that number actually means. The cars coming into your shop right now have more systems on them than the cars did 2 years ago. And the OEMs aren't slowing down. Every model year adds sensors. Every sensor adds a procedure. The mandate wave people kept talking about like it was coming someday. It's here. It showed up in your estimate queue. Here's what the talking heads are getting wrong. They're framing this like it's a market opportunity. Like, great news, shops can charge more now. That's not the whole story. The shops that aren't tracking calibration requirements on every single RO are leaving money on the table and creating liability they don't even know about. A 31% jump in estimates with Cal lines means there were already a ton of vehicles that needed calibrations and weren't getting them written up. That gap didn't close itself. So here's your Monday morning number. If you're doing 100 ROs a month and missing calibrations on even 10% of them, and the average Cal runs around $250, that's $2,500 a month walking out your door. Every month, pull last week's ROs. Find the vehicles with camera or radar replacements. Check if a calibration was written. I'll bet you find some missing.